Today is the 31st, 5/31/23. Patient's name is, last name is Baptiste, B-A-P-T-I-S-T. First name is Egbert, E-G-B-E-R-T. Date of birth is 4/9/42. This is the 81-year-old machinist who used to work for oil company. Originally from Caribbean Islands, Trinidad, in parentheses, with past medical history of end-stage Parkinsonism, hypertension, that is supposed to hip fracture, DVT related to hip fracture, hyperlipidemia, and hypertension along with BPH. Patient has condition has deteriorated as far as his Parkinson is concerned. Parkinson is concerned. He's now bedbound. He's no longer able to transfer to the wheelchair. He has a history of chronic aspiration. It takes him an hour to eat. He eats about 10 or 15% of his food. He's lost weight, and he's battling bladder incontinence. Surgery includes a hip surgery on the right side and suprapubic catheter placement. Medical problems in hypertension, Parkinsonism, allergy, none, family history. Mom died of peripheral vascular disease, dad died of heart disease, and status post-CABG. Allergy, none. Medication includes lisinopril, Coreg, Eliquis, EZETIMIBE, Synthroid, Lasix, Cinemet, Hydroxyzine. Review of system, weakness, severe weight loss, protein calorie malnutrition, aspiration, generalized weakness, chronic aspiration, total ADL dependency, bowel and bladder incontinence. As I mentioned, put under social, he's been married 55 years, has two children. He used to drink occasionally, never was a heavy smoker. An exam, blood pressure is 100 over 60, pulses 92, respirations 18, heart positive, swollen positive, two lungs, bronchi, abdomen, soft, skin, decreased turgor, aura, mucosa, dry, lower extremity, muscle wasting, dry skin, neurological, profound weakness associated with tremors, dysarthric speech. Assessment here, we have an 81-year-old gentleman with end-stage Parkinsonism. Comorbidities includes hypertension, BPH, status post-suprapubic catheter placement, congestive heart failure, DVT, right leg, hyperlipidemia, hypothyroidism. Patient condition has deteriorated that he most likely has less than 6 months to live. Hence, patient meets the criteria for hospice placement, period. Furthermore, he does not want to be transferred back and forth to the hospital anymore, wants to be cared for at home with his wife, who's his caregiver of 55 years, along with the help of nurses and aides under hospice care till patient passes away, period. Patient has less than 6 months to live. Patient meets the criteria for end-stage Parkinsonism and hospice placement at this time. Thank you.